Good afternoon, Ms. Wright.
How you doing, Ms. Dolores? How can I assist you, babe?
I wanted to ask you a question. How much do I make it now?
Huh?
I don't even know.
Wait a minute. You said how much did you make an hour?
Yeah.
$13.50.
So I got $13.50.
Mm-hmm.
And I work. It just didn't seem right. So I'm like, what is my pay rate? Because I work the 7 days. Do you get double pay for Sunday?
Wait a minute. You work 6 hours a day.
Yes.
Yes. Every day.
Every day. So
that's 42 hours a week.
Right. Times is whatever I get paid, $14.50.
So you get paid, let me pull your pay stub. And then I can text you your pay stub as well.
Excuse me?
I'm going to text you your pay stub as well.
Okay.
Email it to you as well.
I'm just sitting here saying, what do I make an hour?
Yep, 42 hours a week, and that's what you've been being paid for, 40 hours of regular.
Right.
And then you get paid. You get paid $20.25 for the extra 2 hours. So it's only 2 hours of overtime, which is because you get 42 hours. So you're
right.
Only getting 2 hours of overtime.
Okay. Because my pay comes out to what, 4.44 or 4.47 sometimes.
That's
it's like
the
that.
Taxes, too. So you got to calculate the taxes because that's where a lot of people hit the IRS
oh,
and everybody out with taxes for sure.
Oh, I know that. We're not getting away with none of that.
Let me
I just wanted. I just wanted to check.
Let me see. You live in. So he lives in Philly. I'm going to see if my administrator can approve your pay rate to go up more than this, and I'll get right back to you.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a nice little boost of a raise.
Okay, thank you so much, even with all my mess-ups.
No problem. So listen, what happened to my clock? Oh, you clocked in and out. Perfect. No
yeah,
worries.
I did.
Yes, you did.
You've been trying to be
consistent,
on time.
Be on top of it. Yes, yes, yes. And for that, I'm going to talk some wonders and get that pay rate a little bit
and he
more.
He gets mad at me a little bit sometimes if I'm the shop rate. I said, also, they're not going to kill me for 15 minutes.
Nope. You just clock in 15 minutes late. You just clock out 15 minutes late. That's all.
I said, they're not going to kill me. He gets so upset. I said, also, let me handle it. If I get in trouble, I get in trouble, not you.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm grown. It's just, I just talked to a lady from Jersey. She wants me to bring him to Deptford. I said, I can't bring him to Deptford every day. So they're going to see if they can.
What's down here?
Well, the net doesn't, they don't want to do anything for him. And they said he doesn't belong at the net, for one. The psychiatrist told me, she said, I do not want to put this child on medication. He doesn't need medication.
Yeah.
So he said, why they want to do that. I said, the only problem I'm having with him is getting him social. He still doesn't have one friend. Mm-hmm. And him flying around the house, he didn't get up at 1:30 this afternoon because he's running around the house at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I don't want to, I told him, I said, there's a little site, Austin, for people with disabilities, and there's a little girl on there. I looked. She works every day. I would love for her to work every day. And I said, and when she comes home, she watches the Wiggles. There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that, yeah.
That's how she decompresses from the day.
Yeah, for sure, yep. Yep.
And I told her, I have never stopped him from doing Batman. I can't stand Batman, but...
If that's what's keeping him occupied, there's nothing wrong with Batman.
No, and then I told him, I asked him, I said, don't you want a little girlfriend? I didn't mean girlfriend. I meant like a little girlfriend.
A girl that's a friend, yeah.
Right. And he said, no. So I turned around, I asked him, do you want a little boyfriend? You want a little... I asked him, I said, do you want a little boyfriend?
Right. What'd he say?
He said, I'm not gay.
I know, that's right. Well, he know.
But he said, Grandma, I don't want to ever get married, and I don't want any children.
Well, he say that
I
now.
I said, that you can
never
handle
know.
That
yeah.
later on down the line. When Grandma, right. Grandma, I'm not going to be around forever. But I will say this much so you'll know. If anything happens to me, my nephew will be here as fast as it takes him to get from Smyrna, Delaware.
Okay.
He has custody over Austin.
Okay.
And because his mother and his sister are going to come in here blazing because everything went, they were being really mean to me. I've been attacked by them.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the locks have been changed. And I said, I had two wills. So I just dropped the second will where they get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Austin gets everything.
Yeah.
This house belongs to him. I said, he's going to need a place to live that he can afford. This is only $600 a month.
Yeah.
And I said, if he turns the other room into a room for another child, he can go to LaGuardia Academy. I'm sure there's a child there that would love to get out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know, make sure you have an adult that, you know, and Eric said, I'm going to watch him, Grandma. I'm an auntie. He could be auntie. And he said, he can come to Delaware and live. I said, I'll be gone. That's already been discussed with him. That's his decision. But his mother now, she's been sober a little over a year, so now she wants to be mom. And he can't accept it.
Yeah.
He won't accept her calls or answer her texts. I said, Austin, you need to tell her your feelings. Not nasty. Just tell her how you feel.
Yep.
That's all. We're right now she's going out to dinner. She lives in Cape May. She's been to Aruba. She's been around the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on cruises. And she's left her kids behind. And I said, that's kind of messed up. That's why I'm trying. I'm saving all the money I can.
Right.
So I can get that boy on a train. And take him as far as I can take him.
Yeah.
He loves trains. And that's what I'm saving for. I'll do without. I have holes in my socks for that kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing a terrific job, you know.
I'm trying, because I guess when I first got out, oh my God. He threw himself in the walls, floors, banged his head. I just had to throw a pillow under his head. No, he wouldn't eat nothing. He used to push it right across the table. And I was working full time.
Yeah.
And I had then the two of them. Oh, my God. But it took a lot of work for him to get him to where he is today.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I told him when I meet, I just grabbed him a couple times. I said, I don't do disrespect really well with me or anybody else. And he started to learn. And LaGuardia taught him a lot. He loves LaGuardia Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they can't get them a little job down there. They offered them a job when I was sick.
Yeah.
But he wanted to stay with me, wanted to take care of me. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to hold you up, but I appreciate anything
that
you can
get. No problem.
Get.
Yep, I'm going to talk and discuss it with my administrator, and then I'll get back to you with that effective pay rate.
Whenever you get time.
Yep.
Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome, honey. You take care.